be Senate Bill 45, an act authorized the Bureau of Administration to donate the former governor's residence for public purpose and to declare an emergency. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you. It was so long.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, Senate Bill 45 is really short. It just simply does what it says. It allows the Bureau of Administration to donate the governor's residence to a private or public company for a public use. Currently, the Bureau of Administration obviously has a governor's residence that we moved off the property in November of 2003. It is currently on the 1500 block of North Garfield up by the new Walmart in a fenced-in area. And we need to get rid of it, if you will. And right now, our only option, well, there's two options. We could, if the State Historical Society wanted it, we could give it to them. But obviously, they would need money, and it needs a considerable amount of work. So they have not requested it. To give it to any other group outside of state government, we would have to sell it to the highest bidder at public auction or on sealed bids after advertising. This here just gives the Bureau of Administration another option to what to do with the residence, which is donate it, like I said, to private or public for a public use. It also establishes a committee appointed by the governor that will make that decision should we get requests or ideas or proposals that would be presented to this committee to make a decision on what is the best thing to do with the old governor's residence. I'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Yes, questions from committee, Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you. I have this concern about this thing that somehow we're going to end up getting stuck somewhere with this, some cost on this. I mean, it's a rundown building. I've seen Rob's termite-infested boards that he showed when they talked about getting rid of it in the first place. Would you be adverse to adding a sentence after on page one after line nine that says something like, no state funds shall be expended for the removal of this building or for the public purpose for which it is removed?
Do I have a problem with that? Yeah. No, I don't. And obviously, you're aware this is a bill that the governor wanted. There was newspaper articles about it, and he talked about it. And I think he has stated that the reason he wants to do this, he does not want to spend any public money on this building. So I'm not opposed, and I don't believe the governor or his administration would be either.
It's, you know,
yes, follow.
You know how these things have a tendency, if somebody comes with an idea, next thing you know, we'll have a park somewhere with a memorial to the old mansion or something in it. I mean, I was saying you guys, but.
Senator Schoenbeck, are you saying no public money or no state money?
No state money.
I don't have a problem with that, and I don't believe the governor would either.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Seeing none. Thank you again. Further proponents on Senate Bill 45? Are there further proponents? Okay. Are you going to testify? Okay. Last call. Further proponents on Senate Bill 45? Seeing none, then, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 45? Any opponents? Seeing none, then, we'll close the committee action and our discussion. Senator Schoenberg.
I don't know, Mr. Chairman, I'm one of those people that had hoped that it would fall off the trailer when they were moving it. And we haven't been blessed with a fire either in the intervening time period. So out of caution about what can happen on these things, if we still have the termites working for us, I would move on page one, line nine, after the period, that we insert, no state funds shall be expended for the removal of this building or for the public purpose for which it is removed.
We have a motion from Senator Schoenbeck, a second from Senator Moore. Does everybody understand the motion? I would just have a question for staff. Is that the language that we need? Because will that include general, federal, and other funds routed through state agencies, et cetera?
If I might, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Schoenbeck.
And I don't know the correct language, but I thought by using state funds as opposed to limiting it to state general funds that we would catch, but whatever the term of art is.
No, and I think, Senator Schoenbeck, I would guess that most of us would agree with the intent of your motion. I just want to make sure that we get the language correct, and because no offense to this particular agency, but Game Fish and Parks has no general funds, or so little that it would make no difference, and yet they could use all the fees to make this a hunting lodge someplace. And good idea. But I mean, if it depends on the purpose of the motion. If I've misunderstood, if you're wanting to make sure this is all general or funds routed through state agencies, then I think, are we close, or between out on the floor, I guess maybe we can clear it up too. Well, let's leave it like this, and then we'll check. Senator Schobeck, if you would double check with the appropriation folks to make sure that if that's the correct language. Does anyone need the motion reread? Okay, so no requests. All those in favor of the Schoenbeck motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Senate Bill 45 is so amended. Any further committee action and or discussion on Senate Bill 45 as amended? Yes, Senator Koskin. We have a do pass motion as amended. Second from Senator Abdallah. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, then all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McNinney,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Vogt,
aye.
9 yeas, no nays.
The motion received a majority vote of the committee and will also go to the floor with a do pass recommendation as amended. Does have an emergency clause, so it isn't eligible for the consent calendar, but